look who's on the phone. It's Tyson and Rachel from the upcoming series Survivor. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're doing awesome. Great intro, by the way.
Yeah, did you like that?
I loved it.
That was spur of the moment. That was from the heart, though not thought out. Though not thought out and planned, I want you to know it was sincere.
Okay, great. As long as it was sincere.
It's one of those, it's the thought that counts. Are you giving me a hard time, Tyson?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Continue, Richie.
I can end this thing right now, young man.
Don't you dare.
The finger is hovering over the drop button. I will end this interview so quick.
Hold that finger back.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Yeah?
Just hanging out.
Am I allowed to know where you guys are calling from right now?
Yeah, we're just in Provo.
Oh, well, why didn't you just come up and do this interview then?
You didn't invite us, Richie.
Rachel, does he always talk, or am I going to get to talk to you?
You'll hear me a little bit.
Okay.
I'll shut up now. Okay, it's the Rachel show.
Let's talk about Survivor this season. All right, who wants to explain what the catch is with this season?
Basically, it is 10 returning players that each one can bring a loved one. So you can bring your mom, your girlfriend, your brother. So it's 10 returning players and then 10 new players.
And so, Tyson, you decided to bring Rachel. How long have you guys been together?
We've been dating for 5 years.
But you can't lock it down? What's your deal?
She hasn't asked me to marry her yet.
Okay. You're one of those kind of like extreme progressives, I guess, yeah?
Yeah, super extreme.
Yeah.
We'll probably lock it down eventually, but it's just, you know, you got to make sure, Richie.
Yeah, and how will you know?
I'm such a perfectionist. I don't want to get it wrong.
Well, and how will you know, Tyson? That's what I want to know. How will you know?
That's what I'm waiting for someone to tell me.
Well, I would think being down in Provo, you would get maybe two guys in white shirts that would come to your door and tell you, "Hey, let's lock this down," right?
No.
No.
I don't think they do that. Is that what they do?
That's what I did.
Okay, I didn't. When I was on my mission, I didn't tell anybody to get married.
Really? That was.
Yeah, I just told them to put on the karate suit, and I'd take them for a little swim. And then they have to show up. And they have to show up to church every week.
Well, we had a couple times where we had to be like, "Hey, listen, we want you to be a part of this church thing, but you're going to have to get married." And
oh,
people
right.
actually got married.
Right. Yeah. Now I see what you're saying. Yeah, I probably did have circumstances like that. So, surprisingly, nobody's told me yet.
How is it? Being like, we'll get into Survivor in a little bit, but do you guys, with Provo being so kind of conservative, do people kind of look at you like, 5 years, seriously? Like, I'm joking around with you. I don't care if you get married or not, but stigma of that town would lend me to think that people kind of get in your business.
You know, I think people did that for a little bit, but we don't really hear about it anymore. They kind of let us go.
Is that because you scared him off, Rachel?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we scared him off. It was just
terrifying.
I'm really terrified. No, it just kind of died after a while, so we don't really hear about it anymore.
So what is being on Survivor like? I know, Tyson, you being on obviously before, were you able to give all sorts of tips to Rachel coming into it, or did you just kind of say, "Hey, let's just do this thing"? Or how did the actual you guys coming together and then being on Survivor workout?
Well, I'm kind of more of the let's just do this thing type of guy, but I did try to give her some pointers. So I was the survival aspect is difficult, but there's not a lot you can do about it. And you can prepare for it a little bit, but it's more a game of tolerance than actually surviving. It's not like you're out there creating a new life for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're out there dealing with starvation. And you could probably spend all your time looking for food and get enough to eat, but then you'd be you'd kind of be distancing yourself from the game. So the trick isn't really the survival aspect. It's just dealing with the personality. So I told her to just make sure she was friends with everybody.
And to practice, you got like a bunch of people and went out to the Great Salt Lake and were like, "Hey, we're not going to have any food. And for the next 10 days, we're just going to hang out here on the salt flats."
Yeah, we did a couple of practice crash courses.
Yes, we found a lot of the most annoying personalities we could, and then we just locked Rachel in a room with them for days and days on end.
Well, in that case, then I'm kind of annoyed that I wasn't invited,
Richie.
Tyson,
why are you so self-depreciating?
Oh, Tyson. Tyson, let's talk about Provo. Where do you guys like to go and hang out in Provo?
Wherever the cool kids are hanging out.
Oh, don't vague answer me. Give me a real answer. Well, you're looking for a place to go eat, you and Rachel, and you're thinking, all right, tonight we're going out. Where are you going?
We'll go to Bombay House, probably.
Okay.
Or Sundance. Sundance has a couple of good restaurants as well.
So a little hoity-toity, kind of. A little bit, right?
Well, surprisingly affordable, Richie.
Tyson refuses to go to any chain restaurant. So if you ever took him to Applebee's, he probably would never talk to you again. So we definitely go to Bombay House, Indian. We like Thai up at Sundance. And Communal and Pizzeria 712 are some favorites, too. So.
Yeah, it surprises a lot of people about Provo, but Provo has a huge foodie scene and a huge music scene that I think when you hear Provo, Utah, you don't go, oh, yeah, I bet they have great food and great music.
Yeah, it's true, actually. There's quite a few popular bands that have come out of Provo, and the food scene I don't think was always here. I think probably, because I grew up here. I've been down here my whole life pretty much. But when I remember as a child, I don't remember any of those restaurants being around, but maybe my parents just didn't take me to them. But now I think there's good restaurants and more restaurants are coming in. So it's not a bad place to live.
So are you a transplant, Rachel? How did you make your way to Provo?
I don't even really know exactly, but I'm from Arizona. I went to high school, college there, and then I lived downtown San Francisco for a little while. So that's a lot. San Francisco.
That's a lot. That's a lot like Provo, downtown San Francisco and Provo.
It was definitely a change of pace, but I was kind of looking for that because as much as I love San Francisco, it's really expensive. So I was ready for suburbia again, came out to Utah. I have a bunch of family and friends out here and have been here ever since. So
how did you guys meet then?
We met through a mutual friend. We both have a friend that we met through. So.
And you were like, hey, we know this friend. We should date for 5 years and not get married. Is that the deal?
That was pretty much it, exactly.
Word for word. No, I don't know.
Come on, give me details. Give me details. You guys are being so vague on this stuff. Well, we like to eat. Well, we met.
I don't even know how.
I'll tell it then. And then she'll argue that I'm telling it wrong.
Okay.
So we had a mutual friend. I bumped into this mutual friend while she was hanging out with Rachel. But at that time, we were both dating different people.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that girl's smoking hot. And she probably thought the same about me, except for her boy version. She was like, oh, that guy's super smoking hot. Then,
I asked her, who was that guy? And why was he talking about poop the whole time? Like, it was the weirdest conversation. So it was like, who was that guy?
oh, all right.
There was a book titled, like, What Your Poop Can Tell You or something. So I just,
Urban Outfitters.
So I was just, delving into some of the more interesting parts of the book.
Sure. It's a fascinating thing, what your poop could tell about a person. You can learn a lot about a person, about their poop.
Well, and about your health in general. So I don't think it's a weird conversation to have, but I enjoy science. So maybe that's where Rachel and I differ. Anyways, a few months go on. And we get chit-chatting on Facebook, and she falls madly in love with me.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of through a Facebook thing, too. So we had a mutual friend, but then we saw each other on Facebook. He did say something hilarious on Facebook that I thought was so funny.
Classic Tyson.
And so I said, who are you? Why are you so funny? Let's hang out.
Wait, what did he say? Now I got to know what he said.
Well, he was making fun of this guy that I didn't really like at all at the time. So he had commented, and I forget what the comment was specifically. I really forget.
That's the gist of it.
He was making fun of this guy that I hated at the time. So so I said, whoever makes fun of this person is a friend of mine. And so then we said, let's hang out, and we did. So.
And now you're
bullying brought us together.
And now you're on Survivor.
And now we're on Survivor together. So,
long story short, we're on Survivor now.
You see, kids, we fell in love on Facebook, and then we went on a TV show. And then 20 years later, you kids came around in the miracle of science. Survivor comes on TV tomorrow night, Wednesday, September 18th, 8 p.m. On CBS.
I think 7 our time.
Oh, 7 our time? Okay, I've got 8, but 7 makes sense. I'll take 7.
I think 7 too, but I'm also not 100% sure.
You know what? Here's what I do and what everyone does. I'll set the DVR.
Okay.
And then I'll watch it.
I'm just going to start watching at 7, and if it's not on, then I'll probably throw a tantrum.
It's on CBS.
Yeah, it's on CBS, and I've got, it says 8 p.m., let's all decipher this together. I've got, it says 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, but also Pacific Time. So that tells me it's 8 to 9:30 all times.
Yeah, but I think Central Time and Mountain Time, it's going to be 7 to 8:30.
Son of a... I should have done more research. I was sincere, but I wasn't smart.
I should have done more research too, but I didn't care.
Tyson and Rachel, I wish you guys the best of luck.
Thanks, Richie. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
I also hope to run into you guys sometime down in Provo. I'm going to look you up on Facebook and make snide comments about the other of each of you, and then hopefully we can all be friends.
Yeah, no, that's how it works.
It's a sure way.
Watch out, Tyson. I may woo her away by my wittiness.
Richie, you wouldn't dare.
You're right. I wouldn't. My wife would have something to say about that, so I probably best not.
Right. Well, I mean, if you want to keep things from your wife, Facebook's kind of the perfect outlet.
All right. I'll think about it. I have to be sincere. You may have talked me into infidelity. We'll see. Okay? I'm not gonna make promises one way or another. Maybe. All right.
Yeah. Only time will tell.
Yes. All right. It's Tyson Apostle and Rachel Folger. Do you ever get? Let me just ask you this before I let you go. Because of the Utah County thing and the mission thing, Apostle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. I'm done.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool last name, right?
Right. What's your middle initial?
I don't have one.
That's lame.
What should I make? Should I make one up?
Yes, because then you can make an apostolic name. So it's like Tyson G. Apostle.
That's true. Or I could do like a J. Tyson Apostle.
Right, exactly. So there's plenty of options. You get back to me. When I talk to you on Facebook, we can chat it out, okay?
Yeah, I can't wait.
All right, Rachel, I'm coming for you.
I'm ready.
I'll talk to you guys later.
Okay, see you, Richie.
Yeah.
Bye.
Save me a seat, it's sure to be neat. On the back row, we really gotta go on the Culture Hall show.